Oh boy, we might have a major problem on our hands. Gentlemen, Victor Wembanyama cards are selling for unbelievably high prices. Are collectors about to get burned? We're gonna debate now. Hello, sports card ambassadors, and welcome to another Cards on the Table. And gentlemen, welcome to March Madness Week. All of our teams made the tournament. You got Michigan State over here. Tough first round game, though, against Mississippi State. But, you know, you're in the tournament once again. Tom Izzo in the tournament does good things. Kentucky,
yes.
Doug, three congratulations seed. For making the tournament.
Big three seed.
Big three seed. Great position to get upset in the first round again.
Not a chance.
And have all the fans mad at Calipari again.
Maybe second round, but it's not happening in the first round.
And then the Gators, we are straight to the Final Four, baby. Got the draw that we wanted.
Yikes.
Might even get to play Kentucky in the round of 16 if they don't get eliminated. So it's going to be a fun couple of weeks here, certainly for March Madness. But we're not here to talk about March Madness today. We're here to talk about the crazy madness of the Victor Wembanyama market, because guys, what really caught our attention was just the other day that a PSA 10 of Victor Wembanyama's Prism Mojo number to 25 sold for $30,600 at PSA 10. Only Luka and Tatum have a Prism Mojo number to 25 that have ever sold for more. And those sold back when the sports card market was quite a bit higher. You've had Nikola Jokic's Mojos sell. None of them have ever sold for as much as Wemby. You've had Joel Embiid has Mojo Prisms, haven't sold for as much. Anthony Edwards, no. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, no. Ja Morant, no. Zion Williamson, no. And by the way, this sale, this is the 12th sale of a Victor Wembanyama card so far that has sold for over $30,000 online. And we still don't have a lot of his big cards that have even hit the market yet. He's got his, you know, Prism one of one that's out there now. You've got his, National Treasures hasn't come yet. Flawless hasn't come yet. This guy is going to have a ton of cards selling for massive prices. And by the way, this Mojo sold for 6 times more than the equivalent card of Paolo Banchero. Yep. Is this Wemby madness gone wrong? Or is there actually some logic in this? Teapot, I'm going to start with you today.
Okay, so we know he won't have autos with Panini. So even if he has Flawless and NT cards and those come out, they won't be autos. They might be other one-of-ones or something else. But I got some more data from Market Movers about this. So in the last 6 months, total sales over $5,000 in our sales history database. Giannis, 90 sales. Jokic, 31. Tatum, 50. Shai, 48. Anthony Edwards, 95. Luka, 219 sales over $5,000 in the last 6 months. Wemby has had roughly 260 sales over $5,000.
And again, without any of these big sets really out yet other than Prism.
That's what's astounding. I mean, we know he's hot. He's the new thing. C.J. Stroud has had 103. Otani has had 394.
Okay.
But he's got way more cards, and he's more established and proven. Mahomes, 420 sales above $5,000. But those guys, again, they've been around forever. The stuff with Wemby, I made a video a while back at the beginning of the season urging viewers to pump the brakes on Wemby. And I'm going to say it again. Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. People are estimating that True Black Prism to be worth $1.5 million. When was the last time that we saw one of these high-profile, ultra-modern cards first sell and then go up again in the last 3 years? It hasn't happened. Before that, sure, when people beat the rush and they got in and got out in 2021, maybe. But it hasn't happened. So I'm kind of wondering, like, when people are buying these cards, what are they hoping? Is it just because they've got to have it? If that's the case and you have the money, okay. But to me, I would be saying pump the brakes. Wemby's unbelievable. But I think there's more time, and you just give him a little room to breathe. Give his cart some room to breathe.
Seems like rational points. But we could be looking at maybe one of the all-time greats. Sure. I mean, it's a lot. There's a lot of assumption built into that, but you could be.
Yeah.
And if you are, then maybe these prices aren't so crazy. But I don't know. What do you think, Doug? Are people going to get burned who are paying these prices? Or in the long run, will they be proven to be the smart ones?
Well, they're probably going to get burned. I mean, if just looking at statistics, they're probably going to get burned. He's got all-time great expectations already built into his price.
Yep.
Now, I will say, with the sale of this mojo, that's probably what like an autographed mojo would go for. Mm-hmm. So I think we're getting auto prices on non-auto cards, since he won't have autos in this flagship set. So that makes it, you know, maybe a little bit more logical. But overall, I mean, what is he going to have to do throughout his career, individual accomplishments, team accomplishments, to justify that kind of price? I don't think there's anything that he could do that's going to justify that ever increasing, right? So it's like what Teapot said. It's probably going down from here. You know, when do you ever see that first record sale ever be topped? It happens so infrequently that this is almost certainly going to go down. Now, I will say, if there's ever an ultra-modern player that I was just going to throw all my money into, every time I watch this guy play, maybe two or three times a game, he does something that I've probably never seen somebody do on a basketball court before. He is so incredible to watch, and he's just in his first year.
Yeah.
His development is going to be ridiculous. So I can see the appeal. I can see why people want to just, you know, go all in on this investment, but I don't think it's a good idea in general.
One of the amazing things to show you the heat right now with the Victor Wembanyama market, it's almost universally true that when a new set comes out and there's a hot player from that set and his cards hit the market for the first time, it's almost universally true that they sell for the most that first few days, and then they start to tail off. We're seeing it right now with Connor Bedard in hockey. Mm-hmm. Those Upper Deck Young Guns, the first few days that those hit the market, they were selling for $800 to $900. Today, they're selling for around $500. It doesn't matter how Bedard's playing.
Yeah.
It's just simply, you know, everyone was chasing the first day they were out, and now there's a lot of supply out. It hasn't happened with Wemby. He's the exception to the rule. He's the one guy, it seems like, whose cards, despite more and more hitting the market, they're continuing to go up, or a lot of them are. It's wild. I hope he has the career that we all think he has the potential to have. I hope this works out for everybody. It is a little crazy to think about some of these prices right now. What is not crazy, though, are some of the incredible auctions happening at PWCC. If you want a sure thing, if you want a sure bet, look at PWCC right now, because they've got their premier auction ending tonight, plus a great weekly auction ending this Sunday. Guys, I looked at the premier auction, and there are so many cards in there that I would love, including the 1996 Kobe Bryant Topps Chrome Refractor card. This copy, very little greening. It is a dream card of mine. That is a beautiful copy. I know you guys were looking in the weekly auction. What did you see in the weekly auction, Teapot?
Well, this will dovetail nicely into our data dive conversation. Arguably, in my opinion, the most underrated wide receiver in history, and one of the most underrated parallel sets of the 90s maybe in history. It's 1999 Skybox EX Century Essential Credentials Now, serial number to 55, Terrell Owens SGC9. Fantastic player, awesome set. I don't see how you can go wrong with that card.
All right, how about you, Doug?
I made a big mistake a couple of years ago. I had an Erling Haaland RPA out of Museum Collection, out of 25, and it's my worst example of sold too early. It 10X'd after I sold it.
Wow.
They've got one here, 2019 Museum Collection, Erling Haaland out of 25. It's the only RPA made for Haaland is out of Museum Collection, and it's in a PSA 10, really hard set to gem. Museum Collection is tough. So maybe I can go back and recapture something that I lost a couple years ago.
That's crazy. All right, all of those cards plus many, many more are in PWCC's weekly and premier auctions ending right now. Go to pwccmarketplace.com, or you can click the link in the show description below to go see those auctions right now. Okay, guys, let's talk about Data Dive, Teapot. You did, I don't know, maybe a somewhat controversial video this past Sunday talking about a card investment that you said fails 99% of the time, and you were zeroing in on young rookie quarterbacks.
That's right.
In the NFL. Tell us about this.
Yeah, I mean, we know that within the card collecting investing space for football, it's quarterbacks. It's quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. There have been 357 quarterbacks drafted over the last 30 years, since 1994. And I would argue, after having gone through that entire list one by one, that only five of them have sustainable value over time. I would say not to heavily invest into quarterbacks taken, especially outside the first round, ever. Obviously, there's a big name. His name's Tom Brady. He is the only exception, literally the only exception.
Oh, maybe Brock Purdy. We'll see. We'll see what Brock Purdy does.
He could be. And Kurt Warner had a great career undrafted. But it is so incredibly rare for a quarterback to be good taken after the first round, even out of the first 10 picks.
Very rare.
Now, Jay from Mojo Sports just had an Instagram reel yesterday asking dealers at a show what their worst investments were ever. And literally everyone in the reel, maybe it was the editing, all quarterbacks. Mm. Quarterback, Zach Wilson, Mason Rudolph, I don't know, all these people. It's time for the football collecting community to start valuing other positions, or I feel that the football card market could be a house of cards ready to topple. We got to distribute our interests. And jersey sales represent that people like all different players. So I don't know why card collectors are like, it's got to be a quarterback.
All right, Doug. This is like a big bucket of cold water being splashed on us here.
I couldn't agree more, though.
Oh, boy.
I 100% agree with this. And we've talked about this a lot on this show, how I really wish we had value in players and positions outside of quarterbacks. But what you're looking at essentially is you have a top quarterback market every year with rookies. Maybe a couple pan out. Maybe they don't. I mean, we've had some recent classes where look at Kenny Pickett now.
Yeah.
Like that's a terrible class now, an all-time terrible class. What you're looking at is a guy like CJ Stroud now commanding huge amount of money. And is he a top five quarterback right now?
No.
I mean, come on. Like, there's nowhere to go but down. Football is such a short-term investing cycle, in my opinion. You have to get in and get out while the hype is there, or it's going to turn into a Kenny Pickett situation. Or maybe even not. Maybe it just turns into a Justin Herbert situation where he loses his weapons, and what's going to happen to him? He's going to have a bad year this year probably because he has nobody to throw the ball to. That's what we're looking at here. We need to be able to diversify into skill position players or at least outside of the quarterback market. But I totally agree with that take. I think it's dangerous.
I think we got to appreciate greatness even when it's short runs. Mm-hmm. You look back at great Bashaun Alexander and Priest Holmes and all these guys, just value when players were really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. And another interesting thing with football, too, is that you don't really have the quarterbacks of yesteryear. Their prices they're not special compared to guys from basketball or baseball. I mean, if you look at guys like Marino or Elway, or you go back further in time and look at Joe Namath or Johnny Unitas, their cards are not commanding the same prices that you would see from the equivalent heroes of baseball or the equivalent heroes of basketball over time. So you have both the potential to get, burned long-term plus a questionable, the potential to get burned short-term plus a questionable long-term collectibility. I do hope it changes, though, because I will say football cards remain the hottest.
I do, too.
They are the biggest. They're the hottest sellers. Our football aisle right now, I see all kinds of holes in the showcase because yesterday, even though it was not only that busy of a day for the store, we got decimated with people coming in and buying tons of football cards.
Football's very popular. I like football. I hope it changes a little bit.
It remains very, very hot. You know what I like? I got to show you guys this. BCW, our sponsor, has put together these interlocking card frames. Have you guys seen these before?
Yeah, those are sweet.
They're really, really cool. So, by the way, they're also very affordable. They're very inexpensive. Yeah. So these interlocking card frames, this is for non-graded cards. And you get a box of 6 frames for less than $30. They're pretty cool. They're easy to put together. There's just a couple of screws to get your cards in there. They secure them in there. And then they actually will interlock. Yeah. So when they're on your wall, they look like a complete, a complete display. Yeah. It's a really nice, affordable way to display cards on your wall. These are from BCW Supplies. They've got both the non-graded as well as the graded slab version as well. And right now, you can get 10% off these or any other BCW product by going to bcwsupplies.com and use promo code SCI when you check out for 10% off any product on BCW Supplies. Okay, guys, let's move on to talk about our mailbag topics for the week. And our first mailbag topic for the week is, in fact, March Madness cards.
You said we weren't going to talk about it.
You're right. I said we weren't going to talk about March Madness, but we are now talking about March Madness because it ties into sports cards. So Topps just announced recently, earlier this week, that they, for the first time ever, are coming out with officially licensed March Madness cards. These are going to be kind of like Topps Now, or Bowman, I guess they're Bowman U Now, I should say.
Bowman U Now.
Cards. They feature 20 existing top athletes. They're going to be playing, athletes who are specifically playing in March Madness. They're March Madness branded. Are you guys excited about this? Is this a really big deal, or is this no deal at all? Doug, I'm going to start with you today.
It's a little bit of a letdown, because when you think about this type of product, it'd be much better if it was capturing a specific moment within March Madness, if we're capturing buzzer beaters or Cinderella stories.
Cutting the nets down.
100%. And they probably will still do those cards, right? And those would be the ones I'd be more interested in. But the one thing I do like about this is the really small pared down checklist. It's only got 20 players on the checklist, and every pack has a numbered card and a numbered auto in there. So that's really, you know, if you're searching for Caitlin Clark stuff, maybe that's a direction to go. For me, it's got Reed Sheppard and Rob Dillingham in there, so maybe that's a direction to go as well. But I'm still probably going to prefer the Chromium cards from most recent sets over these, unless it were a specific moment. Now, if I get one of Rob cutting down the nets, then that's the card I really want.
Yeah, they forgot my Gators on the checklist. I know, yeah. It was a printing error, I'm sure. I mean, it was just some miscommunication internally.
They're probably just surprised they made the tournament.
I think we were supposed to have like at least 8 or 9 deep on the checklist, and we ended up we got left out. Maybe they're saving them for like the Sapphire edition, you know, the premier set.
Sure,
I would suspect. What do you think, Teapot? Are you buying into these March Madness cards, or is this a gimmick and you're not into it?
I mean, I think it's cool. Like you said, it would have been really nice, and maybe they'll do this where they'll have them after the fact, right? The actual moments. That's what we look for with Topps Now, is something that's iconic. Yeah. So the World Baseball Classic, we see all those moments. It's kind of interesting. You can chase those autos, like Doug said. You get, you know, a pared down checklist. If one of the athletes from this set goes on to win the NCAA championship, men or women, okay, then maybe those cards will have even more appeal after the fact, regardless of the fact that they weren't, part of the post-championship print checklist. But overall, I'd still personally, if I was going to, you know, be passionate about college cards, I'd go after the Bowman Chromes as opposed to, you know, some of these Topps Now or Bowman Now cards.
Yeah, I agree with what you guys said. When I first heard there's going to be March Madness cards, I was extremely excited, because I'm like, how cool is that? I'm so into March Madness, and I would love to own the cards of some of those iconic moments, the buzzer beaters, guys cutting down the nets over time. I would eat into those like crazy. But then when I heard the set is coming out before March Madness even starts, and honestly, it's kind of a bunch of recycled sticker autos of, you know, players who we've already seen cards of before in other sets.
Yeah. It
just doesn't appeal to me the way that it should. Now, if they're going to start coming out with the moments cards, I'm all in. This, it's not quite what I was hoping for from an execution standpoint.
Yep, agreed.
Speaking of interesting cards that, you know, maybe we're going to have some different opinions on, how about the Julio Rodriguez gum cards? And by gum cards, I mean cards that are entirely made out of gum. Did you guys see this? Topps announced that they've created 5. There's only 5. They're numbered 1 to 5. But they're Julio Rodriguez baseball cards. They're slabbed. The entire card is actually a giant piece of gum. I saw this on social. I wasn't sure what to think about it. Topps said that these gum-inspired art cards pay tribute to their origin story. They're teasing that there's going to be a way that you can get these. They're going to be giveaways of some nature. Teapot, what do you think of these gum cards?
Well, first, is this year's Taco Fractor going to be made from actual tacos? That's what I wanted, a really thick slab. I think this is actually really cool. I think it's kind of a fun homage to the history of sports cards. They look really nice. They put out a reel showing how they were made. I thought that was really interesting. Obviously, there's a question, how well will these hold up over time? We obviously see gum come out of the packs. You've partaken in that ritual and, you know, eaten the gum. You know, sugar lasts forever, these types of things. So I don't anticipate that it would break down. I don't know about the printing and how it would fade. I probably wouldn't have it out in the sunlight or even hanging on one of the BCW things on my wall. Keep it locked up if you get one. I don't know. I'd be interesting to see what these go for, if any of them hit the secondary market, what types of money people are willing to pay. But more gimmicks that I think are fun, I'm here for it.
Okay. Are you here for it, Doug, or is this just a waste?
It's not for me.
Not for you.
I feel like I say this every time Topps tries to do something new and innovative. It's not for me. But I appreciate that they're trying to mix it up a little bit. I don't want a rectangle of gum.
What about a taco?
Yes, I'm in for tacos. You got me on that one. What I think will be interesting, what happens first? Someone tries to eat one of the Julio Rodriguez cards, or someone cracks it and tries to get it graded, because inevitably PSA is going to have to deal with grading a stick of gum, right? I mean, it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. But yeah, I mean, I see what they're going for. Conceptually, I appreciate the throwback to gum in wax packs, the nostalgia that's built in there. Yeah, I don't want one though.
So So the throwback aspect of it, cool. But I think if you want to do the throwback aspect of it, put gum in actual packs again. I don't understand why they don't do this, actually. I think there's opportunity here. You've got a product like Topps Big League Baseball. It's a perfect product to do it in, right? It's a low-end product. It's like $40 a box or $50 a box or something like that. It's more meant for kids. It's a fun product. You get a lot of packs in there. If it's kind of a kids-oriented product anyway, slap some gum in there. Let's go back to the roots of what Topps is all about. Don't come out with a gum Julio Rodriguez card. Just put gum back into packs. I feel like this should be a thing again. I feel like we should have gum in packs again. Pick other products like Topps Opening Day, other products that are just not very expensive. Put gum back in it. Kids will literally eat it up.
But then the first kid who chips his tooth or gets a cavity or something like that, then there's a loss. You can't do that. Yeah, there's just
they did it. For
it's a
years.
Different. It's a different world now.
They did it
it's
for
a different
years.
World.
Yeah.
They'd have to get Food and Drug Administration
100%,
involved.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not. I think they go back to that again. I don't know what these gum cards are. I'm not that much of a fan. Sorry to be the.
I like them.
So all right. Anyway, what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments what you think of the gum cards and the March Madness cards. Cannot wait to read your comments this week. And guys, don't forget the 10% you can save at bcwsupplies.com with promo code SCI and the PWCC auctions ending tonight and this weekend. Like, subscribe, and we'll see you with our next episode. Take care.